Welcome to another edition of Cornflakes with Kevin Colleen and Amity Shedd. Amity is adjusting her earrings.
My earrings are too big for my headphones today.
That's trouble.
It's been a problem recently.
Well, we have a really big show today.
There's no business like show.
Ethel Merman.
It's all about the great entertainment and concerts we've been to.
Yes.
It is appealing.
Do you feel like you're in show business?
Some days, sure.
You know, when things screw up, like equipment breaks, I say, well, that's show business.
Yeah. Some things are out of control, out of your control.
But anyway, you got to see a real show recently, and I thought you could give us like an insider's view. You went to see Taylor Swift.
I went to see Taylor Swift last night. Yep. At the America Center, the Dome at America Center.
Listen for the best. Yep. My reputation's never
and she's superstar. 67,000 fans.
Superstar, sold out. People everywhere. And the cool thing about Taylor's concerts, we're on a first name basis. She gives out bracelets at the door.
She's standing there.
No, not physically. Not physically.
Here,
her.
Amity. Here's yours.
She knows us all by name.
So you all have the same bracelet?
It's a bracelet that lights up synchronized to the music that she plays.
Wow.
Yeah, so
it's
some
like a
bracelets,
UFO cult. You're all glowing.
You kind of feel like, is this mind control or something? But it's really neat. You know, some people's bracelets are red, some are blue, and it's at different times in the show. So it's like, sometimes it looked like a wave through the audience. Sometimes it made a heart. It was really cool.
And leaving downtown, like Tom Cruise trying to escape War of the Worlds as all these Taylor Swift people were coming in, I could
see
the mothers and daughters and the little girls with their T-shirts tied up in a cute bow and the sprinkles on their cheeks.
Yeah, so cute.
I mean, it's an event.
It is a huge event. And the interesting thing about Taylor Swift, I'm a super fan, if you can't tell, is that me and a lot of her fans have grown up with her music. She's been she's very talented. She's been doing music for, she's my age, and she's been doing it since she was preteen, maybe, 14, 15, 16. So not only do you have the little girls there who are, like her new current stuff, her pop music, but you have fans there like me who know her back when she used to sing country.
The old-timers, the 28-year-olds.
The lifers, yeah. So it was a great mix of people, men, mostly women, little girls, older moms with their little kids, you know, dancing around. It was cute to see all the little girls' reactions.
I just feel like there's an outsider looking. I mean, you're part of the mothership now, so you might have lost your objectivity. But to me, Taylor Swift seems like it's not so much. I can't find her music very hummable or whistleable.
I think you'd probably like her country music a little better. It's a little more techno, a little more poppy now than it used to be.
Let's say her music, you know, gives her a solid B+ maybe. But I think what it's all about. I wanted your opinion on this.
Yes,
she's sort of an archetype for the successful, powerful woman.
Oh, most
definitely. You know, that's the song that's playing with every song is "Look at me, you could be like me."
Right. Yeah.
Strutting across the stage of life, you know, unencumbered by men or bills or auto repairmen.
Right. You're a strong, independent woman.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's an unattainable ideal. And she goes from town to town collecting the money of people who wish they could attain it.
She makes it seem attainable, though, because she sings about her real life stuff, you know, high school crushes, her best friend in high school, how they kind of bonded together. She has a whole song about her, you know, high school years with her best friend and, you know, getting dumped or breaking up with I mean, it's all stuff that girls go through. So she's very relatable when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, we want to talk about some other concerts we've been to. I'll just tell you, I was trying to remember as we were getting ready for this, what was the first concert that I ever went to? Let's see if I can remember.
Here we go.
No, what do you mean, here we go? Do you even know who this is?
No, I don't.
This was the Glenn Miller Orchestra, and they were from the 1940s. I'm not that old, but when I was like a teenager and we were in Michigan on vacation, my parents dragged us to this boring Glenn Miller concert, and I just remember like all these old-timers who needed salve and, you know, Asper cream. They were out there blowing these trombones, and then the old people got out there on the floor, and you could hear their bones ricketing and cricketing,
oh my gosh,
and the high heels on the floor, and The janitor came up to us and he said, "We sure haven't had a concert like this here in a while. It's been all those rock bands."
Well, it sounds like they were rocking out at that concert.
Yeah, but I just mentioned that because just, you know, and I wasn't really that into it. I was dragged there. But just as you get into Taylor Swift, there was a Glenn Miller and, you know, there was always something. Do you remember any of your other concerts that were, maybe you were part of a big following at one point, but you kind of cooled on another artist?
Oh, most definitely. My very first concert I ever went to when I was maybe 9 or 10.
Who was that?
It was O-Town. I know when
he's been on. This sounds like a Pepsi commercial after the fizz is gone.
Man, just the words take me back.
Was this back on like Crispy at Thursdays?
Where was this? This was... Here's the thing about O-Town. They were the first Making the Band reality TV show. And me and my sister and my mom watched this show religiously every week to see who was going to be voted off, who was going to make the band. And so they're eliminated. And they make the band. Right. And now they're going on tour. And me and my sister are young. We're little. And we're like, we can see these people on TV in person, live, on the stage. And it was at the Poplar. It was in Poplar Bluff, our first concert. Yeah.
How much did it cost?
Oh, probably not that much.
$4.50.
Yes, it was probably
cheese fries
pennies,
included.
Yes. Yes. I mean, they had one hit, and that's what the song was. And it, you know, it was a good memory. My very first concert with my sister and my mom, and we all had that in common. You know, Trevor. Oh my God, it's Angel. Angel.
Yeah, yeah. And when you see somebody in person for the first time, who you've only seen on TV. They're two-dimensional on
TV.
Oh,
I will never forget that feeling,
yes. But then
they're
three-dimensional. It's like they're extra human when you see them on stage.
It's like it's like they just appear out of the smoke and you see their shadows and the lights come on them. Oh. Me and my sister were just freaking out. Like, oh my gosh, they're so famous and we actually get to see them. We're so blessed.
All right. Well, speaking of smoke and concerts.
Oh, yeah.
This was a concert that I got dragged to. Well, I didn't.
Do you get dragged to all the concerts you go to?
My friend Jim Gennari had a date who canceled, and we went down to the Kiel Opera House.
Oh, okay.
And the next time I went there was as a reporter to cover Trump saying, "Take him out of here, get him out of
yes.
here." But the room was just full of a haze of, it looked like a cumulus cloud of marijuana smoke.
I can imagine.
It was 1977.
Oh, wow.
And do they do that anymore? Like at the Taylor Swift thing, was there anybody passing a joint around?
I did not see any joints. I did not smell any joints. It was I would call it a PG-13 concert. No.
Yeah, it's wholesome.
The crowd was very PG.
The only vice is personal ambition.
Right.
Be like Taylor.
Right.
Well, have you been to any concerts where, is that fashionable anymore?
I think
Or have they really cracked down
on it? Well, it's interesting, because I've been to a concert at the amphitheater out in Maryland Heights. I've been to see Def Leppard there a few times, which is like an 80s rock band, and I expected it, and you smell it the whole show, and it's just, people are passing it around and sharing it, you know, it's just not a big deal.
Now, how did you overcome your personal temptation with marijuana? I'll tell you mine first.
Okay, you go
know,
first.
Because I grew up in the 70s. I think I'm going to Kathmandu. And, you know, it was everywhere. And fortunately, I never became addicted to marijuana because I was a cheapskate. You know, because you can't really have that much
It's
usage.
A habit that costs money.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
But I came to this point where I thought, you know, you can have a beer or two and not get drunk, but you can't even have a couple of puffs and not get high. So I thought, this is not for me. I'm going to Kathmandu. But it's coming back. You know, I ran into Missouri Governor Parson today and asked him about marijuana.
Oh, what'd he say?
I said, I didn't realize he had been a sheriff. I kind of forgot the part of his resume.
Oh, wow.
I said, did you ever use marijuana when you were a teenager? And because it's on the ballot, I just, you know, kind of a...
Yeah.
You know, I like to ask people that question.
I do know
just
you
to
like
throw them off their heels.
Kevin Killeen classic, yes.
But he said, "Why? Of course not." And then I said, "Well, what do you think about the ballot issue?" And he says, "Yeah, he's still looking it over."
Okay, so, yeah.
Kind of a, you know, didn't really want to delve into that, but that just shows you, even somebody who's a sheriff and says he never used marijuana, it's still very much a 10-foot pole.
Yeah,
topic.
Frowned upon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe him?
Yeah, I mean, he seems like a guy who hardly puts cream in his coffee. I mean, he seems like the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
He's a cattle farmer.
Yeah,
you
I kind of get
that
feeling, too.
You've got to have your wits about
you,
or you'll get kicked by a hoof.
Yeah. I definitely get that feeling from him, too. Yeah.
Well, next concert on your agenda, are you still going to keep going to these concerts?
Oh, yeah. We go to concerts all the time, you know. I went to Ed Sheeran a couple weeks ago. I missed out on the Journey show, which I still have regrets about. Hopefully they'll come back around. But yeah, my husband and I, that's what we do. You know, we go to concerts. We love music. I don't think...
Yesterday they told you you would not go far.
We sing Ethel Merman.
That's Amity Shed. And I'm Kevin Killeen. And this has been Cornflakes.
Let's go.